such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. Today's direction. Keep the magic mantra of Baba in your awareness. Keep the magic mantra of Baba in your awareness. As soon as you say Baba, you experience His company. When any situation arises, simply say Baba and you will experience His company within a second. This word Baba is a magical word. Just as people keep a magical mascot with themselves, so too keep this magical word Baba with you at all times. Then you will not experience any difficulty in any task at any time. If some obstacle does come, then simply remember Baba and you will become free from it. Constantly keep the great mantra of Baba in your awareness and you will constantly experience yourself to be protected under His canopy. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 14th December 1979. So today's direction is Baba is the magical word. Almost every religion has stressed upon the importance of mantra meditation. Every religion has got some or other mantra. There are various forms of religious practices where mantra is used. Baba also is teaching us this mantra meditation. Which is our mantra? One is Baba. What are the other mantras in Gyan? Mantra. Om Shanti is one mantra. Shiv Baba is another mantra. Mera Baba, my Baba is one mantra. Then Mana Baba is one mantra. Then Madhyachi Baba. These are little short sayings. Mantra is different. What are the other mantras? Hum so so hum. That is a mantra. Then, what else? What other mantras are there in Gyan? So, whenever any problem comes, whenever any difficulty comes, whenever any obstacle comes, Baba is saying, just say the word Baba. That's it. It's a magical word. But it is not just simply saying with mouth, Baba. For the success in any mantra, there are various things which have to be done. It has to be chanted. It has to be taken from a guru or some spiritual master. Other thing is, it has to be chanted religiously, regularly, consistently. At the same place, sitting in particular posture. This is how they chant mantra. And how intensely you chant it, how much you do it from your heart, the success of the mantra depends upon that. So, this mantra, and every mantra is a Sanskrit syllable, or it's a Sanskrit shloka sometimes, and those sounds have got sound energy. And when the sound energy vibrates within the body, it combines with the universal energy, and there is a flow of energy, and the positivity is created. That's why they say, what are the benefits of mantra? Releases stress, tension, and it creates positive atmosphere within. It makes the mind focused, concentrated. So many things they talk about mantra. So here also, if Baba is a mantra, then it has to be taken in the form of a sadhana. What is sadhana means? Daily spiritual practice is called sadhana. Daily spiritual practice, that is sadhana. So if Baba is a mantra, it should be practiced. It's not that only at the time of difficulties you shout out Baba and the help will come. When we say Baba, it is not just about word. In today's Murli, in the blessing also Baba said, when there is no consciousness of I, when your soul consciousness, and when you keep on saying Baba, Baba, then the success will come. Even in the Murli somewhere in today's Murli, Baba said, you keep on saying Baba, Baba. So, how is the depth of your awareness with which you say this word? So when you say Baba, you are not talking, you are not saying some ordinary name. It's a supreme consciousness, it's a supreme soul you are remembering, and all his attributes. So your attention is directly going towards that ocean of love, ocean of bliss, ocean of compassion, ocean of knowledge, and you become like him. Just as in Gyan, there are so many things like this. If you say the word Baba, you remember Baba. So one is this word or mantra. Second is batch. When you see batch, you will remember him. In today's Murli, this word, this statement has come. Third is pictures. So when you see picture, you remember him. Fourth is translate. When you see translate, you remember him. Then Madhuvan, place. So when you remember Madhuvan, you remember him. What else? No, I'm asking few gross things. Like this is a word, or this batch, or this picture, or this translate. Murli. So these are the things. When you remember them, or when you read them, when you see them, you remember God. So when you remember, when you see Madhuvan, you are reminded of him. When you see Murli, or when you read Murli, you are reminded of him. When you see any picture, because these are the things, these are the paraphernalia of Gyan. When you see somebody is remembering Baba, that also, songs. That's yes, important thing is songs. Other thing is food. So, songs. So, these are the things Baba has given us in this yajna. These are the gross things, such as in the path of devotion, in bhakti, there are so many things. So here also these are the things. So what is the scripture here? Batch is the scripture. Murli is the scripture, shastra, Madhuban, songs, and then what we were talking here? Food. When you remember, when you see food, you are also reminded of him. This food has been offered as bhog to him. So eat with that consciousness. Then what else you said? Slogans. Slogan. Dress. Flag. Yes, flag. These are the gross things. So when you see these things, you are reminded of him. Yeah, gifts. So many points. See? So, gifts. Then, what else? Translate, we said, okay, you can add red light. Place, we said, Madhuban. Blessing cards. So cards, gifts, slogans, So all these things, books, okay, Rakhi. There are so many things. Actually, all of these are gross things. But then they remember, they help you remember Him. So, today's task is, Baba said, say the word Baba. It's a magical word. Just one word, that is enough. Is it really so? There's a problem, there's a difficulty, there is an obstacle, and you say Baba, and difficulty gone. Is it really so? There was a man, and he went to his, he was in lot of difficulties, lot of problems of life. So somebody suggested him to go to someone, some guru, who used to take Bhagavad Gita classes, or who was the master of Gita. So he goes to that person and says, I want to learn Bhagavad Gita. So the master says, it will take 3 months to learn the 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. The man said, I am so busy, I don't have 3 months. Please give me some shortcut. So the master says, okay, just one chapter, 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It will take 2 weeks to understand. He said, no, I don't have that much time. 2 weeks I cannot sit here. I have problem now and just solve it right now. So he said, okay, I will just give you one shloka of the chapter 18th. And just learn that one shloka. Sarma dharman paritajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tva sarva papabhyo mokshayishyami ma sucha. He said, such a big shloka, I cannot learn this. It will take me long time. You suggest me something very short. He said, okay then. Out of this whole shloka, the last word, ma sucha. Ma sucha. Just learn this much. So the man asked, what is the meaning of that? Ma sucha means do not worry. Just learn this much. But how? The man says, that I know, do not worry. But how to do that? The master says, you don't have any time. So what can I do? If you want to understand, do not worry, then you have to go to chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita. If unless and until you study all the chapters, you cannot understand the meaning of the word Mahasucha. So, unless and until you study all the Avyakta Murlis, you cannot just understand Baba. Because to understand God, to understand Baba, you have to understand everything which has been spoken by Him. How do you know God? How to understand God? What are the ways to understand a person? For example, you want to understand how is the Prime Minister of India? What you will have to do? Okay, you have to make friendship. But is there? You have to be with him. If you want to understand and know the nature of Prime Minister of India, what you will have to do? You have to study all the things he has spoken till now. Whatever speeches he has given, you have to understand his feelings, his emotions, his goal, his aim of life, what he feels, what he says. So whatever he has spoken till now, first you have to study that. That is one thing by which you can understand the Prime Minister of India. So study what he has spoken. Second, you have to stay in his company. It's not that from here I can start guessing about him. No, guesswork will not do. I have to go and stay with him. What else? I have to know his habits, his likes, his dislikes, his lifestyle, what he does from morning till night. What is his lifestyle? I have to understand it. What else? Likes, dislikes, his nature, then his job, what is the work he is doing? His hobbies, his habits, his likes, his dislikes, his work, and his aim of life. Everything about him. What books he read, what food he eats. Everything I need to know about him if I want to understand that person. So I have to go and stay with him. So now you have to know God. What you will do? You have to go and stay with him. You have to go and see the place where he stays. You have to know his task, his job, his work, his nature, his emotions, his feelings, his aims, his desires, his dreams, everything about him. What are his likes and what are his dislikes? What is the contract? So what is Baba's contract in today's Murli? Question. Baba, Bab Dada stays Sakshi, detached observer and sees everything what children does in today's Murli. But what is his contract? It is his contract to rectify somebody, not you. You have no business to correct somebody. You have no business to correct somebody. It is his, because everyone has some or other defect, some or other weaknesses, some or other imperfection. So it is Baba's job to correct everyone. Don't take law in your hands. Don't take law in your hands. So, if I want to know God, first thing is study everything about him. Study whatever he has spoken till now. That means study all the Avyakta Murlis. Second thing is stay in his company. Know his likes, know his dislikes, what he does, what he, when he comes, how he comes. You have to occupy your mind with him. And his name is so beautiful. So no. So when this name comes out with all this knowledge, then this is powerful. Otherwise it's simply merely a word. There are already so many Babas existing in the whole world. So when you say this, it implies that you are talking of him, about whom you already know so many things. So, Baba is a magical word. So we can just practice for 2 minutes. Just sit in silence. And say word Baba or my Baba. And sit in awareness for 2 minutes. My Baba, and then give some silence. Then again say my Baba. Then again silence. Om Shanti.